We on? We on? Is this rolling? Hi, my name's Libby Jamison. I'm a former many things at 3CR. I started my career in radio here at 3CR in 1994 as a receptionist and then a trainer, a programmer. Did the program Dykes on Mics for nearly 10 years, 9 years. Was also the volunteer training coordinator for 9 years and then the station manager for 5 years. So that's kind of my background here at 3CR.
And my name's Meg Butler. I started volunteering in 2003 at 3CR. I hadn't had any audio experience before then. I was a musician, but I had never done anything technical. I also started out on reception. Libby was my volunteers coordinator. I got involved in the audio engineering training and completed that. And since then, I've gone on to work at a lot of other radio stations as well as at 3CR. So I have worked at SBS Radio and at PAW Radio in the Northern Territory. I've also worked at ABC Radio, and I also got a job here at 3CR as program coordinator and then promotions coordinator.
Well, I guess I want to talk about how 3CR has come to have such a huge stable of women working in the audio tech area of the station, and it's largely down to station policy. When I first started working as a volunteer training coordinator, I had a few conversations with my colleague Jay Estanino, who's the program coordinator, program manager, and we were really concerned that that area of the station was really dominated by men doing that tech work. And I also really want to, at the outset, acknowledge Trish Anderson and Florence Ron as being amazing technicians who did amazing work at the station. And, you know, Trish moved on, Florence stayed around, and it's largely his teaching and training that has given 3CR this huge bunch of women that have gone on to do this work. But Jay and I were really concerned that women never got a look in that space. There were lots of women working in other areas of the station, making programs, training other people, working in admin, performing music and all of that, but not behind that desk. And we talked a lot about how we would do that and decided that we would just make this policy that said we will only train women in this area of technology at the station. We'll prioritise women in that space for a period of time and see what happens. We got support from the whole station really to do that. The committee of management, the station manager, everyone was really supportive of us making that decision and then implementing it. And so what that meant for us was me as the volunteer training coordinator, whenever anyone new came into the station, they would fill out a form and part of the form would say, what do you want to do here? And most people wanted to be programmers, but sometimes there were guys who would come in and, you know, knowing of 3CR's reputation of mixing live to airs and all that kind of stuff, they wanted to learn how to do that here. And, you know, you can learn how to do that in other radio stations as well, but they wanted to do it here. It was my job to say no and tell them that, you know, 3CR had this policy, that we were prioritising this space for women to learn how to do this work and, you know, happy for you to stick around and do other stuff, but that's not going to happen. So that was really important for us to say that at the outset, so that that message was really clear to everybody. And, you know, understanding the music business and understanding how people learn how to do stuff and who gets prioritised in learning that kind of stuff, and also the fear that we have around desks and knobs and all of that. And you will know about that, Meg.
Yeah, well, certainly. That's one of the reasons why I came to 3CR, was because I knew that 3CR had that policy of prioritising women. And I feel like I wouldn't have felt comfortable going into a space where I would be competing with a lot of those, you know, blokey blokes. So that's certainly one of the reasons why I came to 3CR. And I think the proof is in the pudding as well. You know, we've had some amazing techs come out of 3CR now because of that policy. And yeah, thanks, Libby.
It wasn't just me. It was kind of fun though. You know, it's like the feminist revenge or something, to be able to stop that kind of stuff from happening at the door and recognising that there's a structure involved in discrimination. structural discrimination against women, and that, you know, it's one thing to have a desire to learn how to do something, but then how do you, who do you talk to about it? How do you find out where you can learn how to do that kind of stuff? And while we weren't broadcasting to the world that we had this policy through word of mouth, obviously Meg found out about it through her connections as a musician, we were letting women know that this was a safe place to come, and that those feminist policies of 3CR, which really have been in existence since 1976, really flow through all of that stuff. We have a training program that is you learn how to do it and then you pass that information on to other people. That's really part of the foundation of the Community Radio Foundation when they wrote the constitution of 3CR, and that's never been more important than it is today.
And I feel like that's been a great opportunity for me to pass on my knowledge. So once I was trained, you know, I got to bring other women who I knew were interested and who I knew were also not going to be feeling comfortable about competing in a male-dominated environment, and to bring those women in and to be able to, you know, help them gain access to the space to practice and to broadcast and to, you know, learn those skills. That's been an amazing experience for me too, because you can't do that in every job that you're in, you know. You can't pass on that knowledge to women all the time. You don't have that opportunity, but here you do.
And still we have to recognise the difficulties that women experience in male-dominated industry, and that's really the IT industry now, so the tech-based industry. We need to keep those spaces open and keep having a conversation and inviting women into that space. We were saying earlier about, you know, it's not to say that this is a women-only tech space. There are men who work in this space. There are people who don't identify as women or men who are doing tech stuff at 3CR. And I want to acknowledge Greg Siegel and Michael Smith and Raya, who are technicians at the station, who embrace feminism, and they embrace the concept of, you know, anyone who's eager to learn and wants to participate and be in that space, they will teach them.
Yes.
And I think that they are very accessible, very approachable people in that regard, because it is scary and daunting and you feel like you're never going to know it all, you're never going to know enough to do it. But part of the ethics of teaching here or facilitating learning at 3CR is that, you know, you don't have to know everything, you know, that you can ask the what we might call dumb questions or whatever, and that you get that really empathetic response.
Yeah, I think there's certainly an awareness of the barriers to women from all the staff, I would say.